A leading Chinese dissident, Wang Shijie, is now in this country after escaping from China. He'd spent many years imprisoned for his public criticism of China's leaders, beginning with Chairman Mao. He was released during a time when Beijing was hoping to become a host city for the Olympics. But this year, along with a friend, Liu Xiaobo, Wang wrote a statement calling for, among other things, the impeachment of China's president. His friend was put in prison, and Wang Shijie escaped, making his way to Hong Kong. Speaking through an interpreter, Wang describes how his opposition to the Beijing government was hardened by the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. He heard that news even though he was in prison.
We heard the news. We were so angry. And we talked about this event even across the wall, through the wall of the prison. And when we heard the news of the massacre, we just couldn't believe it. And the next day, I announced to the prison leader that I no longer recognize the legitimacy of this regime.
And then you were, in fact, released in 1992 when you made the declaration against the government, against the president. You were sure you would be arrested and possibly put back in prison. But why did you decide to leave China, to leave your home country?
At the time I put out my declaration, I didn't think that I would be punished harshly. But however, when Liu Xiaobo was arrested the same day and sentenced to be imprisoned in labor camp for 3 years at the same day, I realized this regime has lost its reason and rationality. Instead of going to prison with Liu Xiaobo, I think I'd better bring the message out and exposing the lie of the Chinese government and its human rights conditions.
Why do you suppose now the regime in China is being so hard on the democracy movement? It's been said that if indeed the U.S. delegation wanted to meet with a dissident, they couldn't find one because they've all been jailed. Why is it so intense now, do you think?
I think this illustrates the weakness of the regime. Apart from prison, army, and the police, it does not have any other means to face the people squarely.
What is your feeling about the linkage between human rights and economic issues, trade issues with the United States? The U.S. Several years ago threatened to withdraw most favored nation trading status with China. That's no longer on the table, apparently. Do you think it should be? Do you think there should be a link between the trade issues and human rights in China?
At this time and at this point, it perhaps is unrealistic to relink human rights and trade. But however, the United States should continue to use its moral critique to pressure Beijing and whatever other means, including during contact with the regime and officials in China to talk about human rights and bring that issue onto the table. And in this way, change the officials' mindset. But the ultimate hope is that China can only be changed by the Chinese people.
Mr. Wang, looking back over the many years of the democracy movement and the resistance in China, and thinking of the people who have been in prison and of the 1,500 people killed in the Tiananmen Square massacre, do you think any of that has brought the life for people in China closer to being a, has brought China closer to being a democratic society at all?
Of course, the democratic movement has played an important role in democratizing China or in pushing the China's changes towards democracy. Back in the Cultural Revolution in the early 70s, we talked about democracy and the rule of law, but at that time, most of the thinking and ideas are contained in the communist ideology. But 20 years later, we see China changed from that period to a great extent by the many of the democratic advocates who, in spite of the persecution, has spread the idea, planted the seeds. And at this moment, democracy is a long way to go. But I see this beginning in the process of China's democratic movement.
Talking with us from public station KPFA in Berkeley, California, Wang Shijia. He spoke through an interpreter.